We are on the Piazza as part of the Marathon, 100 hours of live broadcast from the Piazza. Starting Monday, day and night, Roar is broadcasting outdoors for local homeless charity Coventry Cyrenians. I'm now joined by Helen Fairhurst. I was about to say on Monday I was joined by Helen Fairhurst, but she's actually live with us, along with Chris Harris, who are both from the charity. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
So, could one of you explain to us what Coventry Cyrenians is?
Shall I take that one, Chris?
Yeah.
So Coventry Cyrenians is the largest homelessness charity in Coventry and Warwickshire, and we provide support to people from 16 years old right up to people in their 80s who use our service, and we provide services for many different reasons.
Yeah, and Chris, you've just recently started working at the charity.
Yeah, I was currently an employee, a volunteer, at the charity shop on Fogoster Street, and I just been given a chance to work full-time there, so I've taken up a contract there and I've started full-time work there on last Friday.
Oh really?
So yeah,
that quickly.
Yep.
You must have been impressed. So how did you come about volunteering?
My support worker mentioned something about social enterprise at the Cyrenians' old office, and they were making it into a cafe, a vinyl record store and a vintage shop, and I was really keen because retail and things like that is what I want to go into.
Yeah.
I'm pleased that I landed the job there, and hopefully go far in the job aspect in that.
So I'm right in saying that you were a client of Coventry Cyrenians.
Yes, I was. I've been a client since October. So yeah.
Could you explain?
I had some trouble at home with my parents and stuff, and then it resulted in moving to a place called the YPDA on Holyhead Road. And I was only there for a week because a chance came about of moving into a shared house where I live with three other clients of Cyrenians, and it would progress to me getting my own place in 2 months' time. So it's good.
How common is Chris's story, Helen?
I was just thinking that actually. It's really nice for Chris to come along because he is not the stereotypical view of homelessness. And a lot of the young people we support are exactly like Chris. So it's, you know, sort of a breakdown at home and it was completely alien to me when I came to the charity, because I always have, you know, I could pick up the phone to my mum and go, oh, I need your help. But if you don't sort of have that, it's really difficult. And as I say, you know, Chris just isn't the stereotypical view of homelessness, and he's completely turned himself around in 6 months, which is amazing.
And that's thanks to the charity,
which of course
Roar are trying to support. And £1,000 is our aim. How much difference could £1,000 make?
Oh, huge.
A lot.
Absolutely huge difference. We were saying on Monday when I was here, we're not a big charity. People don't know that much about us. And so to get a phone call from you guys to say, we're going to do this amazing challenge, we are a bit crazy, but we want to raise, you know, £1,000. It's a huge amount of money that could change. I mean, we've got so many people like Chris in the service that with that little bit of investment early on, you can make a massive difference.
And so would you encourage people to donate, Chris?
Oh yeah, definitely. It's one of the least known charities in Coventry, and I didn't know before, obviously, about it myself. But when I approached them and I realised how big they are in Coventry, it's a shame that not a lot of people know about it in town. Yeah. So like all these projects that uni's involved with, and like projects that are going on in the town and stuff, it's good for Cyrenians to get the name out in the city.
Speaking of names, Helen, could you explain where the name Coventry Cyrenians comes from?
I can actually answer this one. That's
yes.
Good. The word Cyrenians comes from Simon of Cyrene, who he carried the cross for Jesus when he was crucified.
Yeah.
So it's a sort of a Samaritans type name, really. We're a non-denominational organisation. We're non-political, but that's where the name comes from, really. So in the same way that he helped Jesus to carry the cross, you know, we help people in their sort of time of need. Really, but it's such a bizarre name, which I think again is why people just think, what the bigger we get phone calls and how do you say your name? It's like, oh, I'm not sure.
Well, thank you very much for both of you coming in.
Thank you.
And as we said, obviously £1,000 can make a huge difference to people's lives, as Chris was saying. do make sure you donate. You can go on our website, radio.warwick.ac.uk, and all the details are on there.